Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plagans, and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. The Panthers hosting the Chicago Blackhawks tonight at the BB&T Center in Sunrise. The Panthers are tied with the Tampa Bay Lightning for the second most points in the Central Division. The Cats have won 5 out of their last 6, currently sitting 18-5-4 overall on the season. Last time out, the Panthers topped the Chicago Blackhawks 4-2 on Saturday. In the win, Alexander Barkov led the way with a pair of goals, while Carter Verhaeghe and Frank Vatrano also scored for the Panthers. Tied for first on the Panthers in even strength goals with 10, Vatrano has been carrying a hot stick as of late, scoring 6 goals over his last 9 games, including 3 game-winning goals. Here's what Vatrano had to say about his confidence level after this morning's skate.
Yeah, I think overall, team's been playing great. Myself, that's been going good as of late. You know, I think that comes with the team playing so well, the guys around me too playing so well. You know, you can't be satisfied with how you're playing at the time. You just got to take it game by game and reevaluate yourself after every game. But I try to be my best self every single night. And now I got help with some great teammates also.
Tonight's game will also mark a milestone for Panthers defenseman Mackenzie Weegar as he skates in his 200th game in the National Hockey League. Coming together with Aaron Ekblad to form Florida's top defensive pair, Weegar is having the best season of his career and is currently tied for first among NHL defensemen with 16 points at even strength. Here's what Panthers coach Joel Quenneville had to say about Weegar's progress.
Well, he really has played well, coming off a really good game the other night as well, not just offensively, but I think him and Eck really seem to have a nice feel for it on the offensive zone point, as far as knowing where each other are, knowing the timing of getting in the rush and getting in off the point as well. Seems like he has a little added patience level with the puck this year. His play recognition is improving as well. But I still think it all develops based on how well he defends. And I think he's got his gaps improving and his sticks improving. His defensive side of the game has really helped the offensive side of it.
During this morning's skate, here's what the lines looked like for the Panthers. Alexander Barkov centered Carter Verhaeghe and Anthony Duclair. Alex Wennberg centering Jonathan Huberdeau and Patrick Hornquist. Etu Lostarinen with Frank Vatrano on his left side and Owen Tippett on the right. And Juho Lamico centering Mason Marchment and Nola Chari. Defensively, Mackenzie Weegar and Aaron Ekblad, Keith Yandel and Anton Strahlman, and Gustav Forsling and Radko Gudas. Sitting at 11-2-2 on the season, Sergei Bobrovsky will get the start in net for the Panthers as he attempts to pick up his 6th straight win. During his current winning streak, the 2-time Vezina Trophy winner has stopped 155 of 169 shots for a .917 save percentage. On a roll right now, here's what Joel Quenneville had to say about Sergei Bobrovsky's play.
You know, I just think that when you go into a game, you're going into a situation where you know the goalie's going to be right there, and he's going to be a big part of keeping you in games at times. But he's coming off a great trip and a good start to this homestand. Love his consistency, but he is growing in his composure in the net, and it feels good either be standing behind the bench or watching him play in front of him as players. We all like the progress.
Across the ice, the Blackhawks won't be making any lineup changes tonight. Occupying the 4th spot in the Central Division at 14-10-5, Chicago has lost 4 of 6. Patrick Kane leads the team and ranks 3rd in the league with 41 points on 11 goals and 30 assists, while Dominic Kubalik paces the club with 15 goals. In net, rookie Kevin Lankinen will make his 3rd straight start after making 31 saves in Saturday's loss to the Panthers. With the Panthers reaching the halfway point of their season tonight, Vatrano feels like the team's push toward the playoffs is starting to speed up.
Yeah, season's flying by, and I think we talked about it from game one that we can't lose 2 games in a row. And, you know, it's a quick season this year, so you got to get off to the right start. And, you know, luckily we have, and we've been doing all the right things. So, like I said, we got a lot more to go, and we got to put ourselves in a good spot here come the end of the season.
And as a reminder, the Panthers will celebrate St. Patrick's Day during tonight's game. That means select beers can be purchased for $5, and players will be wearing special green jerseys during warmups that can later be purchased at flateamshop.com. For tickets, go to floridapanthers.com/tickets. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.